Now to the programs of a local environmental group in the southernmost part of our state, Geneva Lake Conservancy. And thank you to Sonit and Steve from Lake Geneva for suggesting this conversation. Founded in 1977, Geneva Lake Conservancy has protected almost 3,000 acres in Walworth County, boasts 5 public nature preserves. You can join in on grassroots conservation that's taking hold, what's working, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Maddie Olivieri is Geneva Lake Conservancy's Community Outreach Manager. Maddie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having us, Kate. It's great to be here. I'm happy that we were able to connect over email, and we're happy to talk a bit about the Conservancy and land protection.
Awesome. And Karen Yancey here as well, Executive Director. Karen, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here, particularly at this time of year when we're celebrating Arbor Day and Earth Day.
Oh, so much. Yes. And so, Karen, you lead us off here. How do you like to describe the work that your organization does, Geneva Lake Conservancy? What is it?
The Conservancy is a not-for-profit land trust or conservation organization with the mission of permanently protecting open land. We also educate and engage people in improving the ecological health of our community.
So has its mission and its focus changed much over its nearly half century? I mean, you were a different iteration back in the 70s, but has it always kind of been this focus?
It has. Originally, it was focused on Geneva Lake, mm-hmm. but over the years, we've expanded our outreach to include all of Walworth County. And in addition to focusing on protecting the lakes of Walworth County, our focus now is really on the land and protecting the lands around our lakes to improve the health of both.
I wonder, Maddie, does this organization have a volunteerism ethic? How do you see people giving of themselves to this local grassroots environmental cause?
Yeah, there is absolutely a big opportunity for volunteers to work with and get to know the Conservancy. We just this past month have had a number of volunteer work days. You know, as a local land trust, I would say that our presence in the community and our kind of foothold in the community is really important to us. We can't protect land without also having folks that are interested in, you know, helping us and learning more about our mission. You know, having work days and volunteer planting opportunities is important to us and also helps us educate folks on why it's important to do those things.
I would imagine, Karen, these work days have also been figuring out how to stop the spread of invasive species. And I'm just wondering, what invasive do you see in Walworth County? What are you working on?
Well, in Walworth County, we have a lot of oak forests, savannas, and woodlands. And what we see is a lot of buckthorn, which is an invasive species, and honeysuckle that have invaded the understory of these forests and are sort of stealing nutrients from the soil and making the oak trees less healthy. So a lot of our work days are involved in cutting both of these invasive species and then burning them on site. And in that way, we can sort of free the oaks from the invasive species that are sucking out what is inappropriate in the soil.
And Maddie, you offer these native plant kits for home gardeners. What is the benefit of having these type of kits to help local residents in their plantings?
I'm so happy that you asked. Native plants are an incredibly important part of our ecosystems. When we think about, you know, pre-settlement, the kind of plants that grew in abundance in, you know, our prairie landscapes, they didn't require intervention. They didn't require irrigation or fertilization or amending the soil. And so when you think about the kinds of insects and pollinators and wildlife that thrived in those locations, you know, they adapted to consume and use those specific plants and specifically the genetic makeup of those plants. And so when we have non-natives or even invasives, like Karen mentioned, like buckthorn, when we have cultivars of even those native species, they still don't have quite the same ecological effect on those pollinators and on that wildlife. So creating more habitat, more native habitat wherever we can, whether it be, you know, a 50-acre preserve or a 2-acre household, is still incredibly important.
These kits remind me, Karen, that, you know, people have to think about what is under their feet, and they have choices to make. They have decisions to make, especially if they're that property owner. And I'm wondering how these kits kind of help guide people in the right direction.
I think it's very important that people understand that planting native plants instead of some of your annuals is going to make your yard or your property much more environmentally healthy. Their long root systems are going to help to filter the water before it reaches a lake or creek. Mm-hmm. They also provide so much habitat for wildlife, particularly butterflies and bees and birds. And so we really encourage people when they are planting a new garden to look into using native plants. As Maddie said, they require much less care and really only need to be watered their first year.
Karen Yancey leads the Geneva Lake Conservancy. Maddie Olivieri is the group's community outreach manager as we discuss the response to invasive species, other local environmental efforts from the lens of this group. Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with the Geneva Lake Conservancy here on the IDS Network. Now to Walworth County on the Illinois border, the shores of Lake Geneva, the Geneva Lake Conservancy working on programs to help boost native plantings, to protect sensitive lands, address runoff. They're an accredited land trust. We're finding out what they've learned about environmental stewardship and addressing the climate crisis over more than four decades. So let's hear from you on grassroots conservation, 800-642-1234. What's working around you? 800-642-1234. We have Karen Yancey, Executive Director of Geneva Lake Conservancy, and Maddie Olivieri, who's their community outreach manager. They stay with us. Karen, looking more closely at the climate crisis, how do you see climate change affecting the lakes and the forests in your area?
They've had quite an impact already. In Wisconsin, the average annual temperature has already increased 2 to 3 degrees in most areas of the state over the last 70 years. Similarly, precipitation is increasing 5 to 20%, depending on where you live in Wisconsin. We feel that the biggest impact we can make is by protecting more open lands and also particularly focusing on oak trees, which sequester more carbon than any other tree in North America. In terms of our lakes, we're seeing an increased rise in phosphorus in many of our Walworth County lakes, and that increase leads to algae blooms, which makes the lakes not as usable for recreation and also can harm public or can harm human and animal health.
Oh, and your lakes are such a resource in that area of the state, and certainly the work you're doing to try to prevent that runoff into your lakes is really critical. And Maddie, I want to bring you in here because I just can't wait any longer to talk about conservation at home. Tell us about this program and what's going on there.
Yes, so Conservation at Home is kind of at its core a program on native plants. So it originated with the Conservation Foundation, which is a land trust down in Naperville. And we really picked it up as a program because even if we're able to protect, you know, thousands and thousands of acres in this county and around this county, still around 80 to 90% of land will be privately owned. And so how do we reach the folks that have that land that, you know, there's such an opportunity there to still attack that kind of area and, you know, push for more native plants among that demographic. So conservation at home is a great way to do that. So myself and some of our volunteers are able to go to homeowners' properties, look at their yards, and advise them on a few steps that they can take, you know, however big or small that they want, that they can take to make their yard more ecologically healthy. And really what we talk about within that is native plants. There's also things like, you know, pesticide and herbicide free lawns, putting in rain gardens, but it really does come back to creating that habitat for native insects and pollinators and birds, which we know in turn have, you know, a big impact on human health.
It seems like there would be a very positive reception for a program like this. I mean, anyone with expert advice and really want to make their land to be a good steward. What has the uptake been like on this program?
Yes, we do about 50 site visits a year. So we started this program about 2 years ago. So it's been around 100 site visits that we've done. And so they're usually hour-long sessions. And, you know, we get calls from people up in Milwaukee and people in Kenosha County and surrounding counties. And we're, you know, primarily focused in Walworth County, but there is a lot of interest in other regions having this program. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you are interested in that and you're outside of Walworth County, you can urge your local land trust to talk to the Conservation Foundation because it is such an invaluable program.
Is there anything to do, anything that homeowners should do before you arrive on the land or on the property? Is there something they can do to get ready?
That is a good question, and we get that a lot. A lot of folks are nervous about us coming to their properties and looking at everything, but we say, you know, the least that you do, the better, because we want to see your yard in its kind of natural state, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we are going to someone's house and they've put in all this work to kind of manicure it, but that's not usually what it looks like during the year, that's going to change the kind of advice that we give. So we would recommend just, you know, going about business as usual with your yard work, and we'll come and we'll meet you where you're at. You know, we can advise on really small things and then also on really big projects. All across the board, we're able to work with homeowners in whatever capacity they're able to.
We have Maddie Olivieri and Karen Yancey with Geneva Lake Conservancy as we discuss their work to support native species, protect sensitive lands in the southeastern part of our state. That's that Conservation at Home program we've been learning about. Still time for you, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead here on the Ideas Network. Now let's focus on a conservation group that is trying to protect the environmental character of the Geneva Lake area, very active in Walworth County to promote responsible stewardship of the area's land and water resources. What comes up for you as we talk about local conservation and what is getting traction? What is getting done? 800-642-1234. Karen Yancey and Maddie Olivieri are with Geneva Lake Conservancy and they stay with us. So Karen, earlier this year, you accepted this woodlands donation near Lake Como, and this is a mixed hardwood forest. And I'm wondering, through this property transfer, can you explain how you work with landowners who do want to keep land in conservation and free of development? What are those transactions like?
Sure. the transactions that we usually have several options for a landowner who wants to protect a property. They can do that by making a donation, as was done in Simile Woods. And what we try and do is get to know the landowner and figure out what land protection tool would best work for their needs. In this case, the woman and her brother had inherited the property from their grandparents, and they were concerned about climate change and decided that the best use and future for this property was to leave it as the beautiful mixed hardwood forest that it was. So we worked with them to complete the paperwork needed for a donation. And what was particularly nice at the end is the Simile name was their grandparents' name. And so because they were donors, they were also able to choose the name for the nature preserve.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you have a number of other nature preserve areas. What is unique about these, and how common are these occurrences?
We particularly rot, our nature preserves are generally preserves that we purchase a lot of times using Knowles Nelson stewardship funds. So we look for property that has high conservation value. That means that it would either have some rare or endangered species on the property. It's part of an important watershed. It has original native oak trees and native plants on it, or it just contributes to the scenic beauty of an area. And so then based on that, we work with the landowner. Some want to sell their property to us. Some prefer to use a conservation easement, which is a legal document that a private landowner puts on their property that restricts the uses of the land in perpetuity. So in other words, if they have a beautiful farmland and they never want to see it subdivided into houses, they can use a conservation easement and work with us and their attorney to record that on the land to ensure that that property always stays open and is used as agricultural land. So conservation easements are another way that people can protect their land. And then we also have estate donations. As people get older and they usually are people who love their land and have been very good caretakers, they may decide that the best use for that land is to give it to a conservation organization. And they can do that even before they pass away by giving it to us, and we will begin to take care of it, but they continue to live on the land for the rest of their life. So estate donations also are becoming very popular in our area because it gives people a way to determine the future of their land while they're still alive and, you know, knowing that it's going to a responsible, accredited conservation group.
Maddie, I would imagine, though, even if land is being put into conservation, there is still the care and the upkeep involved. You can't just, you know, put it that you can't just make up that transaction and that contract and walk away from that land. What is that like for you to help keep up these lands?
Correct. Yeah. So one thing that we do at some of our nature preserves is, you know, like we talked about earlier, use our volunteer force to remove invasive species. You know, we have, again, about 3,000 acres of land. So the work happens over years, but we are making efforts to remove invasives. There is really a big help that we get from our volunteer groups, since we're a staff of four right now. And then we also have a few other, you know, ecological restoration contractors that we work with. But slowly removing invasive species, seeding or planting native is really how we continue to restore that land. But it is a very, very big project. And it does take a number of years to get a land into kind of that natural landscape that we know is ecologically healthy for our region.
I'd imagine you must be a very patient person, because restoring this land is, it's a huge undertaking, and it's going to take a long time to fight back that buckthorn and all of the other invasives. So you really have to, I would imagine, take a really long lens here.
Correct. Yes, it does. You know, we have our kind of strategic plan where we look at, you know, what do we want these preserves to look like in X number of years, and what will kind of the management plan for that specific preserve look like every single year. So we plan these things out. Our land protection manager, Kira Thays, plays a huge role in making sure that our preserves are protected on, you know, a steady and consistent timeline. But yes, it does require a lot of patience.
Talking with Maddie Olivieri, who's a community outreach manager, Karen Yancey, who leads the nonprofit Geneva Lake Conservancy, as we discuss grassroots land and conservation work, putting land in trust. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with questions or what you see going on in your community. What about the crossover? Karen, what have you encountered as you work with people from the state, like the Department of Natural Resources, as you build on the work of Geneva Lake Conservancy? What is it like interacting with the state?
The state, particularly through the DNR, has been very supportive of our projects. We have a real estate acquisition person here that we work with, Jim Jackley, And he has been working here for 30 years and really knows the land of Walworth County and the landowners. So a lot of times he is the one that will point us to a particular property and say, this is a property that's very important to conservation in Walworth County. Can you use one of your tools to save it? Mm-hmm. We also work with many other partners throughout the region, the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever. There are a lot of conservation groups working in Walworth County, and we really try and coordinate things and partner and work together to enable sort of the best outcome for a piece of property.
Okay, so Maddie, now it's time for some tips. You know, it's spring planting time. You can feel it. I mean, it's here and coming. I know we just put down some erosion prevention mulch to probably help keep things together and avoid that runoff. Give us some tips as we get into our yards and we start digging here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one thing that a lot of folks are talking about right now is no-mow May. So especially in Wisconsin, you know, we're encouraging homeowners to tidy up their garden beds a bit later into the season, actually. So there are pollinators and, you know, other insects that depend on that kind of leaf litter and garden litter for habitat and for their nourishment. So, you know, kind of holding off on that tidying up, that cleanup phase for, you know, another few weeks or so is important. But, you know, really getting ready to plant native in, you know, May, June, and July is also very important. So I know we're all eager to get planting. But now is a really good time to look for native plants to start to kind of design your yard if that's what you're wanting to do, or maybe just add, you know, a few natives here and there. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can search for and source native plants. So we, you know, our native plant sale would be one of those. But, you know, there's lots of other nurseries in the region that are able to provide that.
So what's in your native plant kit that is among your favorites? You know, what's your favorite kit? What's in it? What do you like about it?
Yeah, I love our butterfly kit. I believe it's two swamp milkweeds, two butterfly weed, and then one common milkweed. And, you know, kind of the intro into conservation, the intro into native plants is through butterflies. Everyone loves monarchs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the gateway into this work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whereas common milkweed is kind of a bit of a taller plant that can, you know, seed rather quickly, the swamp milkweed and the butterfly weed tend to be a bit shorter and low growing, and they get these really pretty orange and pink flowers and attract monarchs. So I'd say those are two of my favorites, but we do have a long list of kits. But yes, I do love milkweeds.
Karen, what's in your favorite kit?
I would say that there is a kit that we offer that is a deer resistant kit. So if you have deer in your yard and they eat a lot of your plants, these are plants that deer don't like. Some examples would be bluebells, May apples. There are quite a few different sedges in there, so that when you plant this, and we have both a sun and a shade variety, you don't have to worry about that problem, which occurs throughout Walworth County with the overpopulation of deer that we have.
We're almost out of time, Karen, but do you have any tips and advice for people who want to start an organization like yours in their community?
I think that the most important thing is to have the passion for protecting the environment. There is a National Land Trust organization called the National Land Trust Alliance that provides you with the tools you need to become an accredited land trust, mm-hmm. which has a lot more credibility in the community. So I would advise contacting them to you know, talk about your area and why you think a land trust would be helpful. There are over 40 land trusts in Wisconsin covering almost every county. Hmm. So we do have a very strong state organization called Gathering Waters. And that would be another source if you thought that you wanted to start a land trust or another kind of conservation organization in your community. Increasingly also, I think land trusts are becoming the go-to organization for leading the community to help slow climate change. So that is another reason to form a land trust or support your local land trust, because we are really making a big effort not only to protect open lands, but to educate people on other ways they can help slow climate change.
Karen Yancey, Executive Director of the Geneva Lake Conservancy, Maddie Olivieri, Community Outreach Manager. Thank you both.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Really great to be here today. And we hope that people will continue to consider some of the things that we talked about today when they're planting their gardens and getting ready for summer.
Awesome. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.